Jacob continued on his long journey. At last he came to a well in a field. Flocks were close by, as this was the place where they came for water. A large stone was upon the opening of the well. Jacob asked the shepherds, "Where do you come from?" "We are from Haran," they answered. This was the place where Jacob's mother had lived. "Do you know Laban?" asked Jacob. "We know him," they replied. Jacob became more excited. "Is he well?" "Yes, he is well," answered the shepherds. "Here comes his daughter, Rachel, with the sheep." Rachel was a good and hard-working girl. She helped care for her father's sheep. When Jacob saw Rachel, he rolled the stone away from the well's mouth for her and watered her flock. He explained to Rachel that his mother, Rebekah, was the sister of her father, Laban. Jacob was so happy to find his relatives that he kissed Rachel and cried because he was so happy. Rachel quickly ran to tell her father about Jacob. Laban ran to meet Jacob and welcomed him. He kissed Jacob and brought him to his home. Jacob stayed a month. He helped Laban in every way he could. Laban said, "Just because you are my nephew, you should not work for me for nothing. What shall I pay you?" Laban had two daughters, Leah and Rachel. The younger daughter, Rachel, was very beautiful, and Jacob loved her. Jacob asked, "I will work for you for 7 years if you will give Rachel for my wife." Jacob worked hard for 7 long years to get Rachel. The years seemed to pass quickly because he loved her so much. At the end of the 7 years, Laban prepared a wedding feast. In those days, a young bride wore a heavy veil over her face so that her husband could not see her until after they were married. Laban tricked Jacob at the wedding. He gave Leah to Jacob for a wife instead of Rachel. But Jacob did not love Leah. He loved Rachel. The next morning when Jacob learned he had married Leah instead of Rachel, he was very angry. Once he had tricked his old father, now someone had tricked him. Jacob realized how it felt to be cheated. "Didn't I serve you for Rachel? Why did you deceive me?" Laban answered, "In our country, we cannot give the younger daughter in marriage before her older sister. Live with Leah 1 week, then we will give you Rachel for 7 more years of service." In those days, men sometimes had more than one wife, though God did not prefer this. After 1 week, Jacob married Rachel, whom he loved. He worked 7 more years for her. All this time, he loved Rachel more than Leah. This made Leah very sad. God saw that Leah was not loved as much as Rachel. He gave Leah some children to make her happy. She received 4 sons. Leah thought Jacob would surely love her now. During this time, Rachel did not have a child. Finally, God remembered Rachel and answered her prayers. He sent her a baby boy. The baby was named Joseph. This made Rachel very happy. Joseph was born in Jacob's old age. Joseph brought much joy to his old father.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.